7:10. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in for a fresh Friday morning, you're with me, Mike, in the morning on Radio Life and Style. And heading into a juicy interview right now. We only bring you the best on the station. And right now, when it comes to multi-award winning construction and design, well, I've got a team that ticks the box. And if you haven't already heard of SJC Projects, well, from vision to reality, they're committed to creating enduring structures and lasting relationships built on a solid foundation of integrity, strength, and uncompromising quality. But hey, don't just take it from me, because what do I know about building? I've got the man who puts the SJ in SJC in the house with me this morning. Simon Joubert is here on the microphone. And Simon, fresh on a Friday, thanks for coming in for a chat, my friend. How are you doing today?
Yeah, well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm really excited to touch base with you, because I believe we're catching up on the back of a triple win, hey?
Yes.
A clean sweep at the KZN Master Builders Awards recently for SJC, scoring some serious accolades. And so, you know, we like to talk to top-rated oaks in all fields, and obviously you guys are right at the top. Let's quickly put a spotlight on what big awards you scooped.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, we had a great time, and the whole team went through to the Master Builders Awards of Excellence get-together. And yeah, we submitted two projects. One was a residential project for under 5 million rand, and then a sports facility in a other region, and we got first place award for both of those, and it was absolutely awesome. Eh? We were so happy and thrilled and proud, and it was just so good for the whole team to be there and celebrate and be recognized for all the hard effort that the whole team puts in.
That is brilliant. So yeah. Best residential single home under 5 million rand, scoop that one. Best recreational leisure and hotels project under 100 million rand, scoop that one. Then to top it all off, a supreme award for excellence.
Yeah.
It's one of the highest awards on the night.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah. No, we've never won that before, and it was a surprise for us. And you know, the comments from the judges and from the folks at Master Builders were amazing. You know, they were just so impressed with the quality of our work, and they actually said it was a privilege to see quality work like that, and that's what we focus on, is quality.
Wow, well, look, they're a tough crowd to please, the KZN yeah. Master Builders Awards.
Yeah.
So you've obviously done the right stuff, and spotlighting some of those the big projects that you've recently pulled off. Let's have a look at one that definitely catches my eye, Simbiti Sports Complex. That's
yes.
a major multi-sport development. What did that entail?
Mark, so we tendered on the project, and it was, yeah, a multi-sports facility. There's a bowling green, squash courts, ablutions, change rooms, tennis courts, so paddle courts.
A few facets to this one.
Yeah, so it was a really interesting project, one that we had never taken on such an extensive sports facility. And we hit it with full passion, and the team was firing, and we really produced an amazing product. And it was an 11-month program.
Wow!
And it was a serious challenge. But you know, when you got the right team, we're always up for the challenge. And the client is extremely happy with the product, and we won an award. So we're doing something right, Mark.
more than one thing, I would say.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're shooting the lights out. And looking at the team that you've got, and what makes SJC different, what would you say kind of sets you apart in a market that is, let's be honest, we're in a developing region. There's a lot of operators in town,
yeah.
And when folks are trying to figure out who to call for an upcoming project and do their homework and vet them, what makes SJC projects stand out?
Mark, I'd say we've tried to keep it simple, eh? You know, life is complicated, so we've always tried to keep it simple. What we do is we put health and safety first, quality second, time third, and the value will come. Okay, so in a project you've got time, quality, money.
Yeah.
You know? We always focus on safety, then quality. So if you're focusing on those two, the time, you know, if it moves a little bit, it's not the end of the world, and the money should settle because you're doing such a good job, you know. And that's it. And we've got an amazing team. I've been very lucky to build up such a good team of humans, and that's That's paramount.
Well, there's no substitute for quality people,
yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
And something that I wanted to touch on, sort of a bit of a buzzword,
yeah.
And offering that you guys are leaning strongly into at the moment, this concept of turnkey design and build.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Mark, so it's a new division that we've started. There's traditional construction where you as the contractor will normally tender on a project, you'll receive the documentation. You're not involved in anything. Okay, you just get the tender docs and you tender and the lowest price normally wins. You know, that's the traditional.
Yeah.
So we looked at it and we said, you know what, we're not really happy with this. You know, we've got to go against the system a little bit.
Yeah.
So we started a turnkey solution division where we offer clients a full package deal. The client will come to us and go, listen, I want to build a warehouse. That's my piece of land and that's my budget and that's my expectations. Okay, and then if we feel it's realistic, then we'll bring the team together and we will handle it from architectural design all the way down to the final number. Then we execute the build.
Wow.
Same for on a house. Client will come to us with a piece of land, say, listen guys, this is my land, this is my expectations, this is my budget. Okay, and we're aiming at trying to bring efficiencies, design efficiencies with the right team. Okay, architect, engineer, QS, builder. If you've got the right team on board, okay, then you can actually put together the most efficient design, which saves you money, okay,
yeah,
but doesn't damage the quality.
There you go, and removes the friction that sometimes comes to play when you've got different entities you haven't worked together before, and maybe there's a bit of beef or history. Here, it's all harmonized. It's all under one umbrella.
Yeah.
And it should just roll, hey?
Yeah, no, it's not easy, Mark. It's not easy. I promise you, it's challenging, and we're learning a lot. And you know, most of the homes up here are bespoke homes.
Yeah,
you've got the state review committee to deal with, etc., etc. And it really is not easy. But we're working on it, and we're moving forward, and it's positive, and we're learning every day, and we're tweaking our systems and upgrading. And, you know, a lot of the things that we focus on, especially with a home, is focus on the heart of the home, you know, and that's where the special times happen.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of the time it's focused on the external of the home, which you've got to make look good.
For sure.
But where's the happiness? It's inside the heart of the home. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Sounds like you've got a really switched on approach to, you know, your fundamentals, the way you run your business and the way you approach each project. And by the sounds of things, 2026 is already shaping up to be a rocking year for you. You've got some great projects in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Currently working on some amazing stuff at Elaleni's Vineyards Development. Is that right?
Yeah, we're very grateful. We've secured the Vineyards project, which is 31 units.
Wow.
And we're on site and we're going for it. And we're in the civils and retaining wall process. And we're pouring concrete next week for raft foundations. So it's very exciting. Good developer, and we are very excited about that project.
That's
it's going to be awesome.
And that's again a great brand to be associated with. You know, a luxury lifestyle development of Elaleni's caliber, Elaleni's Vineyards Development. So if you're watching that one rising out of the ground, you know who's making it a reality. SJC Projects and some other really exciting stuff in the pipeline for 2026. And if you're listening to this, if you've got a project on the cards for 2026 and you want to partner with a trusted team, an award-winning team with a really hands-on and passionate approach to everything that they do, I would seriously point you towards the SJC Projects website. That's sjcp.co.za, where you can find out more. All the contact details will be there at your fingertips. And then I would point you towards the Contact Us tab, where you can get in touch with the man I'm speaking to you right now, Simon Joubert, who will be only too happy to take your call to find out about what you're dreaming up and to find out how him and his team can make it a reality, whether you're looking for a turnkey solution or whatever it is. I'm confident that this man and this team can make it a reality. Are you feeling excited for what's coming in the new year?
I am, Mark. Yeah, I'm very excited. And I'm also very happy to help guide people going into any construction journey. Even if we're not the builder, I'm happy to give guidance, because what we're also trying to do is make the industry a better place. Okay, there are horror stories out there. There's good stories, bad stories. That's life. But what we're trying to do is make the industry better, you know. So for any contractors out there, I strongly suggest, you know, joining the Master Builders. It's a nominal fee annually, and they are amazing. You get huge assistance from them, and it helps you up your game, and it also protects you when you get to dangerous or, you know, some bad situations. Yeah. You know? And then for anyone building out there, I strongly suggest choose your team, okay, and trust is the most important thing. And yeah, I'd be very happy to help with any guidance, a coffee or beer, whichever it is, and just, yeah, let's try and make it better.
I love that. Yeah. I love that holistic approach of, you know, let's just grow the pie for everybody, yeah, and then just try and raise the standard across the board. But hey, listen, from what I've heard and read, and just speaking to you right now, if you're looking for a trusted team, SJC Projects, I think, ticks all the right boxes. That website again, sjcp.co.za. And my special guest, the man who puts the SJ in the SJC, Simon Joubert. Simon, thanks for bringing us up to speed, giving us all this exciting news.
Thank you, Mark.
And looking forward to celebrating more exciting stuff and having another catch-up in the new year. What do you say?
Look forward to it.
You heard it, yeah. Radio, thanks, Life and Style.